Rob. It's Download 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman, and it's time for Studio 435, our weekly segment featuring the best live performance Chicago has to offer. Tonight, we welcome back to the Chicago hip-hop artist, The Boy Illinois. The Boy Illinois, Illy for short, is an upcoming artist that's had a dreamlike year. We had him in here about a year ago, and since that time, he signed a distribution record or deal with Priority Records and put out a new mixtape called Windy. He's become a national figure with interviews on Sway and Forbes magazine, called him the next big thing to come out of Chicago. And there's more to come. Just kept back from South by Southwest, and Illy, the Boy Illinois, is in studio tonight. Illy, good to see you. Thanks for being here.
Yeah. What's going on, man? It's good to be here.
You just came back from South by Southwest, which you just told me in the green room. You did five shows.
Yeah, five shows.
Anyone who knows the showcase, usually get one or two, but to do five, how do you get five showcase shows in South by Southwest?
You got to have Forbes say what they said about you, and then the phone starts ringing and the emails start coming in. So, everything, it was a domino effect, you know?
Yeah.
So this year has been great for me, because I didn't go last year for South by Southwest. I was here. But this year, my presence was asked to come by down and bless it, so I came down and blessed.
You began, good thing. How was it? Was it a good time?
It was great. I've been on tour previously for 2 years.
Yeah, Lupe,
so my performance skills is kind of like up there. You know what I'm saying? So you go down there, you kind of like separate yourself from all the rest of the amateurs that's kind of down there. So I went down and showed and proved. So, backed up why Forbes called me the next hot thing to come out of Chicago.
You know, I have to say, that's such an interesting point. To be on tour, to open up for Lupe Fiasco, and we talked about that last time you were here.
Yeah.
But that does, that professionalism, that discipline, the fact that you're on tour, and it's not, you're not getting in a van necessarily and going from place to place. This is, the Lupe Fiasco tour is a big deal. You're there in front of big audiences. It's hard because it's also, they don't know who you are.
Yeah, and it's a different type of audience too, because it's not just a party audience, because pretty much you put anybody up there, and if it's rocking, they're going to rock with them. But this is a very inquisitive, I need to know what's going on, Lupe Fiasco audience. So you kind of want to be on point.
Right,
you want
right,
to be on
right.
point from A to Z. So, that taught me a lot.
Yeah, I was going to say that. That has to help you differentiate yourself.
Definitely. Especially in the performances, that's a whole nother different art in itself from actually being in the studio or writing the music. It's a lot of people that are not great performers that are great songwriters, where they can make a great song, but it doesn't translate well into, public display. And for me, I've been a performer since I was three, four years old.
Where do you think it comes from?
My dad, like I said, I got a video, actually. If you go scroll down my IG, it's a video when I was a ring bearer. I think I was 4 years old. I danced the entire reception. and my dad's friend was mad at him because my dad recorded me the whole time instead of the reception. But it was cool, man. And from there, I was a natural entertainer. I just loved to dance. I just loved to act out. It's like, hey, I like making people smile. And it was just like physical aerobics or something, because I just stayed active. And I guess that's how I'm so slim, because my metabolism is so high. I've been running and jogging since I was like 2-3 years old.
Well, for you, talk about that, the balance of being on stage and being a performer and getting in studio and working on the craft of creating mixtapes and EPs and albums. Talk about that balance as an artist.
It's important to have that balance, because you want to have music that translates over well to be actually performed in front of a large audience. So you don't want to make a lot of boring or non-moving music in this day and age. Kind of like, we falling asleep here, man. So you want to keep in mind, like, all right, I also have to display this not only in performance, but recorded performance, because I want to do a video for it as well. Mm-hmm. So it has to translate well for both. So you gotta be conscious of that when you're writing the records, because not only is this a craft, but you're in the business for it to be a business. So you kind of compromise enough, just not as much as you usually would, but it's a business, so you have to compromise a certain aspect and percentage of that, and you get what you get.
So you're thinking about it when you're writing songs about how they're going to play out on stage, how they're going to play out in the video.
Yeah, actually, one thing, I want to shout out my dad, because he probably listens, it's number one fan, but he told me, I grew up on a lot of different music, so Steely Dan is a group that I grew up on, and he was like, you know what I like about Steely Dan? They say a lot without saying a lot. and you can groove to it. So it's not a lot to process. You got to take in. You can just groove to it. And if you want to catch something later, you know, you'll catch it later because it was so easy to attain. So that's what I kind of adopted in my last project, Dusabo, when I was working with D Gangs. It was just like that whole, I want to say a lot without having to say as much as I usually do. Because, you know, I'm known for being a lyricist. So I don't want to go over people's heads as much. So it's just, and it's fun too. It's all about the packaging of the lyrics. You know, certain songs that seem like real A, B, C, D, but you'd be like, wait a minute, that has like three different meanings. There's a triple entendre here. There's a double here. So it's fun, man. It's fun. I enjoy it.
Well, we're going to hear some live music in just a second. You know, and I want to mention that you mentioned D Gaines, who's the video director, the big video director in town. And there's a lot of Chicago influence on Windy. There's a ton.
Lot. Oh, yeah.
How important is it for you? Because you are moving on. You're spending a lot of time in L.A. with Priority Records, and you're getting a chance to do other things. How important is it for you to have Chicago representation on your music?
I mean, for me, that's always been a thing, even back in the days when, like, the early blog days, because I come up during that time when people like didn't even have album artwork for songs. It was just like blogs would post people's pictures and stuff like that. I mean, it's pretty important for me. You know, I just to reap the benefits. You know what I'm saying? I put in a lot of work.
So, and it's important to keep Chicago represented. It's
very much so. I had a song a long time ago with my homie God Jules called Chicago White Sox. You know, I got Chicago tatted on me, you know, the White Sox. It's in everything. I live, bleed. I come from the Catholic school system. It's just a lot of stuff. Yeah. I come from a different side, too, that's kind of been exposed for the most part. So it's like the Catholic school. I grew up in the city, South Shore area, and the South suburbs. So I've seen both sides of the coin. So it's just a lot of stuff.
I was going to say, how do you think that affects your music?
It's great because I can achieve a certain different type of balance. Because it's crazy because you would think like the suburban part would be like, okay, you know how to operate within in and out of the corporate world. But the interesting part about that is that's not true, because I come from at a time when like a lot of the African-American parents were hitting middle class. And once they got some paper, they moved us out. They moved their kids that was in like fourth and fifth grade to the suburbs. Mm-hmm. And we basically just the bodies moved. The whole mentality of the city was still the same. It carried throughout. So it really didn't matter.
Yeah, right.
So it was more of me being in Catholic school. And I've been in public school all my life, and I go to Catholic high school, and it's just like, wait a minute.
What's going on? Let's do this. Here? Let's take a break because I'm going to run out of time here. But because I want to ask, and we'll catch up on this. But your schooling, going to a Catholic school, how much? What lessons do you learn? Meaning, I would think discipline. You just talked discipline. All about the being on stage and professionalism and what sets you apart and entertainment, but discipline has to play a big part. Hold on, we'll get to it.
Okay, yeah, definitely.
Illy the Boy Illinois in studio tonight. His mixtape, which is out right now, called Windy. He just got back from South by Southwest. So much great stuff happening in his young career. All right, we'll do this. We'll take a quick break, and then Illy will get on the mic, and we'll do some live music here in Studio 435. So stay with us. It's the Download 720 WGN at Studio 435, our weekly segment featuring the best live performance Chicago has to offer right here in our Allstate Showcase studio on beautiful Michigan Avenue. Tonight's no exception. Chicago hip-hop artist, The Boy Illinois, Illy in studio. He just signed a distribution deal with Priority Records, put out a new mixtape called Windy, just got back from South by Southwest. Forbes magazine called him the next big thing to come out of Chicago, and there is more to come. I'm telling you. Talented and great to have him back in studio tonight. The Boy Illinois, Illy, here he is with the track Sell Again. Take it away.
Real cold, real small life. Yeah. Trying to get out. I'm trying to get out, I'm trying to get out, I'm trying to get out the streets. Hey, yeah, I'm trying to get out the streets. Ha, ha, ha. Look both ways, look both ways, look both ways. Hey, 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 I say quarter flipper, sack getter, back flipper, dollar stretcher, money getter. politic or probably pick up a couple K up off a slip up all the pushers and hustlers. They gotta fill us off a push up, off a set up, body work, then we cut up. You get the picture, street and corporate, then turn the tables and then we mix it. Hit the booth, make a hit, stretch it out, then remix it. Hustling, try not to let the devil in. Cause if I end out in these streets, then I'ma sell it again. Tell a friend, to tell a friend, to tell a friend, that if I end out in these streets, then I'ma sell it again. Hustling, try not to let the devil in. If I end out in these streets, then I'ma sell it again. Tell a friend, to tell a friend, to tell a friend, that if I end out in these streets, dollar after dollar after dollar after dollar. Oh man, that's all I know. From a hood, I'm a product. Got here, being a gentleman and a scholar. No need wait, relocate, moving up the ranks. Shabba, this here for the times in the winter that we almost froze. Warmed up the crib with a stove, so you know the water ain't hot. Put it in a microwave if it get too cold. Can't go back cause I'm getting too old. Halfway in, all the way out, with a pair still grind like I always been known. Look, care, player, player, ha, ha, hustling. Try not to let the devil in. Cause if I end out in these streets, then I'ma sell again. Hey, tell a friend, to tell a friend, to tell a friend, that if I end out in these streets, then I'ma sell again. Hey, hustling, try not to let the devil in. Hey, if I end out in these streets, then I'ma sell again. Hey, tell a friend, to tell a friend, to tell a friend, that if I end out in these streets, then I'ma, hey, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, the boy Illinois in studio. Illy here on Studio 435. That track, I'll Sell Again. Of course, that the mixtape is out. It's called Windy. I go through the whole list of things that have happened to you in the last year, including the distribution deal with Priority Records, which we'll talk about. Illy, the boy Illinois here in studio. Yeah, I mean, Forbes said, I mean, you are the next big thing to come out of Chicago. Mention the other things that have come out of Chicago, whether it be Chance, Common, Lupe yeah. Fiasco. When you hear songs like this and you're talking about Chicago and you're talking about your experience growing up in Chicago, I mean, is it safe to say that all your music is inspired from where you come?
Pretty much, you know, I spent a little time on the road, but not as much as I spent here in Chicago. So, and especially growing up here, it's such a unique experience that you would like love to share about the world. And then as I travel, everybody is like, what's Chicago like? Yeah. You know, like you get that everywhere more than any other city.
What do you think it is about your music, your career, everything, when Forbes comes out and says, hey, the next big thing is going to follow in the footsteps of these? What is it about your music, your personality, who you are, that makes them say that? What is it about the Illy, the boy Illinois, that is the next thing to come out of Chicago?
Oh, for one, I'm good. I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good at what I do. Right. I've been.
You are.
You know, so that's the number one. And from there, I'm just a very charismatic, very personable person. Like, I'm a people person. So that's even better. Because on tour, after every show, no matter if I had fans there or had not, I would go. After I get off the stage, I'm walking through the crowd talking to everybody. Like, yo, what's up? Letting people touch me. This is a different type of thing, especially in this day and age with social media. You want that veil to kind of be broken, to have that personal connection with the people. And when you have that, it's just, you know,
a lot of artists, especially in hip-hop, are not like that. You know, you're going to get there to be on stage, and they're going to get off stage, and they're going to rope it off when they need to be roped off. They want to be approached. So what is it about you that changed different?
I don't know. I mean, I guess the upbringing too. My pops, my mom and pop, shout out to them. I'm just a person, a people's person, man. I don't know what it is. And I come from a large family. My grandmother and my mother's side had 12 kids. Wow. So I was raised by 9 women. I had 9 aunties. So, yeah.
So I asked that question about discipline, and I'll roll it into the question about family as well, because it sounds like you've had a family is a big part of your life. But
definitely.
But talk about those things that are in our upbringings. When you talk about the Catholic school and discipline, and at the same time you talk about your professionalism, being on stage, and how you stand out at places like South by Southwest because of your experience and your professionalism. Does it come from those? Can you draw a direct correlation or a direct line to your upbringing in Catholic school and even to your family?
Yeah, definitely upbringing in a family, because my mama would go in on me if I didn't conduct myself a certain way, especially being a young man. And I'm her only child, too. So it's a certain way she went about raising me. You know, she didn't have no practice beforehand. So she made sure she was kind of like, I was kind of a mama's boy, basically, growing up. So I had manners. I was very mannerable to women, you know, open the door for them and everything like that. So when you're operating, especially in the industry, it's a lot of women in power. And you're a gentleman, and you're a genuine gentleman, that definitely takes you a long way. And then on the flip side of it, on the Catholic school, I went from, you know, just going to pretty much predominantly black African-American schools to now it's only like 12% of us in here, even though it's in the hood. Like I said, it's in a black community, but majority of my people don't look like me here. So you get to figure out, like, oh, it's a different type of culture when you come from. I went to Catholic school, so you had to pay tuition. But I played basketball, so a lot of that was taken care of because of basketball. Mm. But you come from these people's families that was like $5,000, $5K, that's nothing, we can pay that. And you'd be like, what y'all family do? Like, what do y'all do for free time? What do y'all do for fun? It's a different culture.
You also are exposed to different cultures.
Different. Told them so many. So you exposed to a lot of people who are like kids. Their pops is a hedge fund manager. And you're like, what is that? You know, like, I don't know nothing too much about that. And you learn the business side, especially when to delve into the music industry, is a majority business. So when you want to connect with brands, when you want to connect with different type of corporate entities, it's good to have that Catholic or that kind of like corporate kid upbringing. Because when you get older, you'd be like, oh, yeah, remember we used to go to school together. Oh, this is my boy. Hey, Pops, could you hook him? Let's get it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm with it, you know, but very unique experience.
Yeah. Illy, the boy, Illinois, in studio tonight. We'll take a quick break. We'll get an update on tonight's news with Rob, and then we'll come back and we'll get some more live music with Illy, the boy, Illinois, in studio. Stay with us. Thanks, Rob. It's the Download 720 WGN and Studio 435, our Monday night segment featuring the best live performance Chicago has to offer tonight, no exception. The Chicago hip-hop artist, the boy, Illinois, in studio. Illy just had a distribution deal signed with Priority Records, put out a new mixtape called Windy, just got back from South by Southwest, and Forbes magazine just put out an amazing piece with him, calling him the next big thing to come out of Chicago. And he is here at WGN Radio tonight. And he's ready for another live performance. Here's the track, Dancing Like Diddy. Here's Illy, the boy, Illinois. Take it away.
Yeah. Love. Hey, I got all my crystals on me. I am like, ha, hematite, ha, tigers out, ha, smoking quartz, ha. La, 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 I come alive in the nighttime, especially when I light lime. Make sure it's lemon in my water. I'm just trying to dance with the stars. Ha, rain dance in my parka. Go and shake it up with my partners. Ha, rain dance like I'm doing you. Texting, we just trying to get a W too. Take practices and flip mattresses. We just trying to get a ram running the move. No passengers, we get actresses. Ha, I did it all while running with wolves. I'm still dancing like D-Lo. I tell her, keep it right there. You should have seen me on Vivo. I was Lil Whoopin' with my people. Lenny Lopes and a Pico. Still grooting like James Brown. On my way to the scene, no. Then I go and hit my own dance. Go crazy like CeeLo. Make a couple B's with my own hands. Ha, that's a Millie to a Billy. If you don't know, everybody call me Illy. Ha, tell my mama that I did it. I did it. And they all with it. Ha. Running through the city, I be dancing like Diddy. Ha, ha. I be dancing like Diddy. Running through the city, I be dancing like Diddy. I be dancing like Diddy. Running through the city, I be dancing like Diddy. Ha, ha. I be dancing like Diddy. Running through the city, I be dancing like Diddy. Left foot, left stump. Right foot, left stump. You done had what you need. Trying to give you what you want. And that's the best in line. I know that she'll never testify. Paying up when that rent due. But I may let the electric slide. Stepping in the name of love. Pulling up like I need exercise. And I probably do. So I'm pulling up. And you know my groove. I'm trying to dance with you. You ask me questions, boo. I dance around that too. So yeah. I did it. And they all with it. Running through the city, I be dancing like did it. I be dancing like did it. Running through the city, I be dancing like did it. I be dancing like did it. Running through the city, I be dancing like did it. I be dancing like did it. Running through the city, I be dancing like did it. I said, go and let a player dance. Take that, yeah. I said, go and let a player dance.
Take that, yeah.
I said, go and let a player dance. Yeah. I said, go and let a player dance. Yeah.
Yeah. There we go. In studio 435 tonight. Yes, Illy, the boy, Illinois. In studio. This is great, man. The Dancing Like Diddy. The track, which is, we were talking about that. It's so great to hear the classics. The mixtape's called Windy. It's out. Just got back from South by Southwest. Forbes magazine calls him the next big thing to come out of Chicago. And more to come. Illy in studio tonight. Thinking about that, there's so much that's happening in your career right now.
There's a lot.
And, you know, from the Priority Records announcement, which came up, I think it was the summertime.
Yeah.
And just being in South by Southwest and getting on five different showcases, which if you know South by Southwest and you know music, you know that that's a lot of showcases to
get. That's a lot.
At a festival. How do you keep it all organized? Meaning you know what you want out of your career, but you've got a lot of opportunities flowing at you right now. And some might be right, some might be wrong, but there's a lot that's happening. How do you keep it straight?
Man, you gotta have a good team around you. So that's number one. People who's kind of been in it, seen different things that you haven't seen, so they can help, aid, and assist when the time is being, you know what I'm saying, and when they need to. And also, just I've been doing this for a while, so I've seen a lot of stuff that went wrong, and I know the reason why it went wrong. So I've learned a lot of what not to do.
Well, I mean, I will have conversations on the show with business leaders. We just had the new head person at 1871, mm-hmm. and they'll always talk about failure and learning from your mistakes. That's part of
a
business.
Lot of mistakes.
And you've made a lot of conversation about business, and yeah. Music is business. So you do need to learn from mistakes that you make in your career.
A lot. And don't be afraid to be wrong. A lot of people be afraid to be wrong and still try to find themselves right when they're wrong. Like, no, you learn from being wrong. And when you're wrong, you open up yourself up to receive the information to be right the next time. Mm-hmm. So I've always been a open person and been open to a lot of people who've seen things. They might be like, oh, they got this and that to say about this person, but they have a certain experience. So you pick and choose exactly what you want to extract from that situation, right, or that person, and go from there. And I've learned to do that quite well. And I pay attention to detail. So
when we talk about, you know, you've been doing this for a while.
Yeah.
When you start working on new projects, and whether it be the EP or the mixtape or what it might be, are you constantly pushing yourself to try new things, or are you more of the kind of artist that says, I'm going to get it perfect this time? I've made the sound of the boy Illinois Illy work, and I'm going to manufacture that.
Well, I just found my sound. I think Gaines helped me find it on Sell Again. From Sell Again on, it's kind of that raspy, jazzy, harmony type of melodic flow. And so I'm just finding it. So the point I'm at right now is experimentation, definitely, because I want to see how far I can go. Mm-hmm. Like, I've been, shout out to my homie Jay Bravo. He came through the crib earlier playing like top 40 stuff that can go well, that I would like to do, because I also songwrite. So I've written before for people and there'd be songs that probably you wouldn't expect me to have written. But so I love to push the envelope and then be an artist. It's a song on my project called Windy. Was my first kind of R&B song called Run Around.
I was going to ask about that.
Yeah, and that is that's a 4-year-old song.
Okay.
That just finally just mustered up. It was like, let me just put this out myself.
Well, it has the feel, and it flows with Windy.
Yeah.
But it's an entirely different song.
It's
not something I've heard you do before.
No, it's not. And it's something that I do just on the writing tip, but it's not nothing I'll put out myself. And when I put it out and I got a great response, and then all the ladies is like, yeah, that's my favorite song. I'm like, I got to come out with a new project. So.
I always love when artists, especially hip hop artists, can push the envelope and find themselves outside of their comfort zone. I think Kanye West does that in the most.
He does it a lot.
He is just amazing in the way that you will say, okay, you think you know everything you know about Kanye West, and the next track he's singing.
He pushes the envelope for us, the up and comers, because
so
you know.
Do you have to? Do you think the same way about it? I mean, or do you have tricks and talents that you hold on to, and then you and maybe explore or get later in a mixtape or later on a track?
Probably even like I was saying earlier, I dance a lot, and that's something I really haven't like put out publicly, but. You might catch me one or two times, or I might have a nice routine set up on the next tour, or a dance routine to go with a song that just might bust out. And that's not something that you normally see from a hip-hop artist, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's one, too. And my dad has been telling me to do that for, like, 12 years. Like, you need a routine, man. You need a couple dances up there. Y'all do a step. I'm telling you, because he from the Motown days. And when it was groups, and they had their moves down and everything, so it was just like, that's what you need. You need to do a show. It need to be like this. So I'm slowly but surely headed in that direction.
Well, it is intriguing because a lot of hip-hop shows are truly about raw energy.
Yeah.
And the way you get up there, and even the performers are aimlessly walking around the stage.
Yeah.
And maybe there's four or five guys up there, and they're making great music, and they're making a sound. But the actual presentation on the stage,
it's all about the presentation. And that's the next step up for me, is I got down the performance aspect. Now it's adding all the subtle nuances onto it that make everything look pristine and oh, this is amazing. Like, oh, he got this on his set. He got that going on. He got somebody shooting confetti. Like, all type of different things. You know,
just cannons, man.
That, you know, just to make it more interesting.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah.
There you go. Illy, the boy Illinois, in studio 435 tonight. All right, so here's what we'll do. We'll take our last break. We'll come back. We'll get one more song from the boy Illinois. Illy in studio here in 720 WGN. Stay with us. Studio 435 tonight. The boy Illinois, Illy in studio tonight. He's got his new, I guess it's somewhat still new.
Still new. It's still new.
When is it? What's the time frame? When is it not new anymore?
A million people hear it. That's when it's not. That's what I've been told. If a million people ain't heard it, it's still new.
It's still new. Illy just got back from South by Southwest. Forbes called him. Well, the next big thing to come out of Chicago, the hip-hop artist is here in Studio 435 tonight. What do we got coming up? I mean, we didn't have much time to talk about the Priority Records thing. It's a distribution deal.
Just distro, you know, they the middleman. And then we can explore other options after this anyway.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like get the foot in the door type of thing.
It's also an unbelievable name to have attached.
Exactly. So it looks even better. It's like Priority. Like, oh, word. Yeah. It's a very legendary label. So.
Yeah. So what's next for you? What do you do at this point? Do you just start fielding offers? Do you start working on new music? What's the next
thing? Yeah, man. You know, just, you know, this being this free agent type of guy that's hot right now, you know, and I can start a bidding war soon if I want to. But it's just all about looking for the right opportunity, the right deal that fits the brand.
Right.
Yeah, so that's what's next.
And how important is that for you to try and keep that independent vibe?
It's very important for me because I built this for almost 8-9 years, by, you know, in this type of vein. So I kind of want to stay like this. It's a lot of freedom, personal and musical freedom to do what I want and to, you know, branch off and try X, Y, and Z if I want to. So it's very important for me.
Well,
like, I'd rather nothing else than to be like this.
Yeah, I was going to say, we look forward to seeing you in the iHeart Music Festival in Las Vegas.
Definitely.
On AMC or TBS.
Throw that in there.
Mr. Independent over here.
Yep. Yeah, you better. I'm still going to be indie. You feel me?
The boy Illinois, Illy, in studio tonight. All right, so you got one more song.
Yeah,
what are we going to hear?
Produced by my brother Sounds by Coop. This is a song called 100. It's the last song. It's the outro, I guess, kind of on Windy.
All right, here it is. The outro song from Windy, 100. And this is the boy Illinois, Illy, on Studio 435. Take it away.
This how we end it. This how we end it. Yeah. Yeah.
Doing big things when I you know what I bring when I come around. Doing big things when I run it now. I may need change for it, I can never change for it. I may need change for 100 now. You know what I bring when I come around.
need change for. I can never change for. I may need change for 100, 100, 100, 100 now, now. Doing big things when I run it, run it, run it, run it now, now. I may need change for 100, 100, 100, 100 now, now. Doing big things when I run it, run it, run it, run it. I may need change for. Back when I had 5 20s and a player made it past 25. And I scooped up when she was 22. Woo! She gon' be a beast by 25. Sweat. Take it all in, break it into quarters. Every 15 worth 25. Say a hard hand make her soft. She gon' tell me like 20 times. And they always do a player Benji. On my jersey, still 25. When it's running time, we don't run it high. We done this like 100 times. For the 100th time, I'm the one you run with from the 100 line. Devin Hester when I'm touching down. Let it rain when it's coming down. So I may need change for it. I can never change for 100 now. Know what I bring when I come around. Doing big things when I run it now. I may need change for it. I can never change for it. I may need change for 100 now. Know what I bring when I come around. Doing big things when I run it now. I may need change for it. I can never change for it.
I was supposed to be here at 9, pulled up like 10-10, I'ma probably need 10 cents, I mean right off of Vincent's, you ain't even got a pretend, we can act like it's real, baby tell me how you feel, cause I can never change for it, I'll never change for it, and I got the game for it, and I got the game for it, and I got the lane for it, and I got the flame for it, and I got some change for it, trying to hit a lick, but I got a stain for it, if they go against us, you know what the aim for, you know what I came for, ride or die, you know what the game for, taking what the game for, trying to get pleasure, well that's what to pay for, I never change for a 100, she gon' make it safe for a 100, she gon' make it safe for a 100, now, 100, 100, 100, she gon' make it safe for a 100, she gon' make it safe for a 100, she gon' make it safe for a 100, now, 100, 100, 100, now I'm in the club with 100 ones, with all my dogs like 100 ones, and I got 99 problems, don't go ahead and be the 100 one. I'ma need change for 100, 100, 100, 100 now, now. Doing big things when I run it, run it, run it, run it now, now. You know what I bring when I 100, 100, 100 doing big things when I 100, 100, 100 so I'ma need change for 100, 100 now. 100, doing big things when I big things when I big things when I may need change for. I can never change for 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100,
Same, same. Yeah.
Yes. Wow. That's amazing. The Boy Illinois, Illy, in studio 435 tonight. The mixtape's called Windy. Of course, you can find him at all. Just find The Boy Illinois. He's everywhere. Of course, Forbes magazine called him the next big thing to come out of Chicago, and there's more to come. Illy, great to see you.
I had a great time,
to have you back, and great performance.
Oh, thank you, man. I loved it, especially the people outside the window.
Yeah,
it
right?
was jamming.
And I have to say, I look forward to what's coming next with you.
Oh, very good thing. And also, July 14th, Taste of Chicago. I'll be on stage.
All right.
So come and check me
awesome.
Out, Chicago.
All right, good to see you, man.
Yes, sir.